Good morning. So if you're interested, my passage today will come from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through, 11. You know, one of my opportunities as being a teacher, a Bible teacher at Cookson Hills, is that, you know, I get to interact with my kids. And this past couple weeks has been rather interesting. You know, the kids have really come up with some tough questions, you know. And one of the things we were talking about was Christ and what it was to actually do what he did. So the scripture passage that I want to cover kind of deals with the same idea today. And that's, he reads this, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You know, this is Palm Sunday. This is a day that we pause and remember the joyous, triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus, you know, can you just picture it in your head? Jesus mounting the colt of the donkey and being brought into Jerusalem. And everybody's celebrating and saying, "Finally, the Messiah has come." And they're going crazy. They're taking off their cloaks and throwing it down before him, worshiping him, as well as palm branches and all this thing, and proclaiming, "Hosanna." And yet, just a week later, the same crowd were crying, "Crucify him." What humility did it take for Jesus to do what he did? You know, in our class, we were talking about this. We started off, what kind of humility does it take Jesus, who is God in the Trinity, to go from being in heaven to taking on our flesh, with all its burdens, with all its frailty, with death at the end, to come before us and model the perfect life, to be a servant to all, right? And he was that, wasn't he? And then he took on the cross to pay our sin. He has some very simple things that he asks of us. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." He modeled himself after the Lord's Supper to his disciples by not proclaiming himself the Messiah, by not proclaiming himself the Son of God, but by taking on the form of a servant, washing the feet of his disciples, and telling them to do likewise. Isn't that our role as well? This is a time that we get to come before God and Jesus and remember him, remembering all the things about him, definitely remembering his love and celebrating and glorifying in that. That's our hope. The thing that we need to reflect here, and I think this is why Jesus gave this commandment to come and partake of his body and blood, is to remember that glory and that grace and that love but also to really look at ourselves, to reflect, how am I doing? Where have I failed? How can I improve, right? So that's kind of what I wanted to bring here. Are we like those people who today we worship and glorify Him and praise Him, celebrating? And then the next day, tomorrow, we go out and start doing our normal everyday things, and Satan starts working on our hearts, and we forget that He is Lord. We start making it, you know, seeing, hearing Satan's lies that He's not good enough for us, or we're not good enough for Him, which is more common, I think. Do we really love Him? That's what I wanted to bring today. This is a time of celebration, a time to draw closer to Jesus, loving Him in obedience. So reflect on this. All of us have to reflect on it. I'm not perfect. I make my own mistakes. I let Satan drag me down. But this is our time to come back and make that covenant with Jesus again. So I want to give us some time to reflect. So I'm going to give you about a minute or so after each emblem to just stop and pause, reflect, maybe even pray to Jesus and God. But before we do, let's pray together, and then we'll take the emblems. Oh, gracious Father, we come before You humbly, recognizing our weakness, but recognizing Your power and Your grace and Your love for us. That in all our weakness, You still want us as Your children. So Lord, we remember Jesus, how He models before us what it means to be Your children. Guide us, help us, strengthen us, make us Yours. In Your Son's name, amen. Amen. Let's take the bread, remembering Christ's body and sacrifice in human flesh. Let us take the cup that represents His blood and sacrifice to cleanse us of all our sins. Thank You, Jesus.